Kaya Biz.
Inside your business. Inside Your Business on Kaya Biz is powered by Capitec Business Banking. Bank on better with Capitec, the business bank for everyone.
It is 12 minutes to 7 o'clock. We're getting inside your business, all right? Right here on Kaya Biz with myself, Guguletu Mfupi. You might recall that we've often spoken to various businesses about what they're doing to pay it forward, ensuring that they're able to groom the next level of business leaders, entrepreneurs, and also make an impactful investment in the societies from which they do business in. Tonight, we're going to take a look at a key business that's listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. We often talk to them about their company results. Recently spoke to their CEO about the years to grow a eucalyptus tree, up to 8 years and 20 years to grow a pine tree. And if ever you travel to provinces like parts of the Midlands in KwaZulu-Natal, Mpumalanga province and the Eastern Cape, you would be very, very familiar with SAPI. Well, SAPI does have a program called Kulisa Program, essentially looking to grow, develop new skilled farmers in South Africa. It's been around since 1983, but since 1995, they have made significant levels of investments that have come through the program, upwards of 4 billion rand in terms of the value that has been created from entrepreneurs under the Kulisa Program who have grown nearly more than 5.9 million tons in timber, valued at 4 billion rand. To tell us more about this, the lives of the people they're impacting, how they do this with all the sustainability themes being top of mind, and most importantly, the outcomes that we see, we're joined by Sandile Nkosi, SAPI Kulisa Program Lead. Thank you so much for joining us this evening, Mr. Nkosi.
Thank you very much, Sis Kuku. Thank you for having us, and good evening to your listeners.
I'm excited to hear more about this one because as I was doing my research, I realized that this is not just about social impact, but it's about shared value and economic benefits in terms of driving more farmers across many rural parts of South Africa's landscape. Maybe let's just start there. Ikulisa program started over 40 years ago, but it's really made significant gains. Just help us understand how you help community members not just grow trees, but really grow wealth.
Yeah, superb. Thank you very much. And yeah, as you say, yeah, we've been in the business for quite some time now. You know, started off in 1983. It started off as a CSI program. And it grew, basically, it evolved to a partnership program where we see ourselves as SAPI partners with the community. I think the program is inspired by the ABCD principle, which is basically the asset-based community development, where we actually encourage communities to rather look at what they have because, you know, communities have got assets. If you look at communities in the in KZN as well as in the Eastern Cape, they are fortunate that they've got access to land. So and that is a huge asset in which we as business, you know, we see an opportunity that we can leverage in terms of supporting the community so that in turn, you know, we can get access to the timber. Thus, you know, as you said, the shared value in the sense that, you know, we work with communities, supporting them, you know, do the skills transfer. Get them in to be part of our value chain. And then in turn, we get what we need, which is access to timber. So, yeah. There is a lot that we are doing. I mean, since the inception of the program in 1983 up until now, as you correctly mentioned, the figures, the impact has been huge and it is growing. So we are excited with the future as we are expanding. You know, securing a fiber a basket for our business, basically, as we grow together with the communities in partnership.
All that timber, the cellulose and the fiber, as you mentioned, used for our clothing, used for materials, and even products that we use on a day-to-day basis outside of just paper. I'm keen to understand, though. Let's go back to skills development and skilled agriculture. Yeah. This gets me excited because you yourself used to be a forestry manager. And I guess for many of us, we wonder, okay, you plant a tree, but then you sit, you wait, you want it to grow. But there's a lot more that goes into being a player in forestry than just sitting and planting. Give us some context around the types of skills that you have shared and developed under Ikhulisa as a priority.
As you are saying, 8 years, that's a eucalyptus, which is basically known as gum, which is the name that you'd be familiar with, takes about 8 to 10 years to grow. So you need to be patient. And within that, you know, a forestry, in order to for it to grow, there is a lot that needs to happen in order to protect it. You know, there is fires. You've got a whole lot of other challenges, you know, in terms of wind damage. And in between, also, there's going to be animal damage. So there is a lot that one needs to do in between in order to get a successful crop. You know, forestry is an art. It's not like other agricultural crops, you know, where you take 6 or maybe a year to grow 12 months. In forestry, you need to be resilient. About 8 to 10 years is no child's play. But it is very interesting because, I mean, looking at where we are coming from in the program, such as Ikhulisa, we've seen communities develop into becoming successful business owners. I mean, we assisted them through our training program called Ulwazi, where we've got training, business training programs, as well as forestry-related programs from silviculture to harvesting. And within those programs, we've got successful entrepreneurs who are supporting the small growers in the form of doing those operations. They're becoming contractors as well as suppliers for them. So it's not only the benefit is not only as a landowner. So you, it is value chain participants such as your harvesting contractors, silviculture contractors, as well as transport contractors. Because within the program, we've got people who've got trucks, who own trucks that are supplying services to our growers. So all of that requires training, which we support through our Ulwazi program training center. One we've got in the Midlands area, as well as another one in the Zululand Kwambonambi area.
Yes, areas that I absolutely love. And as you drive past those roads and you see the trees and how they grow, it's just quite a phenomenal sight. And as you've described, this speaks to the whole ecosystem. You're impacting lives, but also making it economically viable for the participants through Ulwazi as the program to share knowledge, as well as under Ikhulisa overall. Share a personal story, because I'm aware that there is a story of a specific grower who actually turned 30 hectares of land into a profitable enterprise, even funded her children's education. Please make it practical for us.
Exactly, yeah. Ubaba Khetha Zulu, he's one of our growers in the Mandeni area. He is actually a teacher by profession. Actually, decided to venture into forestry as a side business. I think about 38 hectares, as you correctly put it, whilst he was a teacher. So he realized that he's actually earning a lot of money through his a forestry enterprise. So he resigned as a teacher and focused on his 38 hectare business. But whilst he was doing that, he also realized the opportunity to support his fellow growers and bought a truck himself. So he's not only benefiting through the land, you know, the 38 hectares that he has, he also supports other fellow growers by transporting their timber. So, yeah, he was able to send his children to school, to university. One of his kids is an advocate, I believe, through the proceeds, you know, that he's making from the 38 hectares. And his transport business as well.
Oh, Babu Nkosi, this must be so fulfilling for you, not only as someone who's from KZN, but you have history in being a forestry manager and grower yourself. And you see the impact of your efforts through Ikhulisa as a program. Just give us some context, if we can, around the long-term vision for Kulisa in terms of scale as well as skills development. And maybe if there are entrepreneurs who are keen to support, get involved, you know, or share this messaging to someone else who might be based in those areas, Mpumalanga, KZN, or even the Eastern Cape, please share details with us as to how we can do that.
Yeah. No, thank you very much. Yeah, it is quite interesting. Look, if you, I think earlier on you mentioned about what our product gets used for. I mean, we see, if you think about forestry, the products as a renewable resource, a lot of businesses are actually going green now. You know, they are using our product as an alternative.
Yes.
So the demand is actually growing, you know, for our product. But unfortunately, you know, we only have limited access to land, particularly us as the corporate, you know, if you look at our land holdings, that is where we see an opportunity now to partner with the communities, because there's quite a lot of communities who've got access to land, you know, also changing the mindset of the communities, because when they think about forestry, they think long term. You know, they don't have interest in something that is only going to generate them income on in 10 years or 8 or 10 years time. So we're trying to attract those individuals to come and join us, be part of the value chain, and then in turn, you know, it's going to assist us in terms of achieving the challenge, basically, in terms of the challenge that we are facing in you know, to secure the fiber going forward. So the future is bright. I mean, we've got an expansion program, particularly targeting areas such as the Eastern Cape as well as the southern part of KZN.
Yes.
And makes sense because it's closer to our operations, and that is where, in line with the forestry sector master plan, there's opportunities for expansion, where DFFE is actually supporting us in terms of doing EIAs. So we foresee a lot of hectares coming into play where we are going to be partnering with communities. In turn, you know, you're talking about poverty alleviation, creating job opportunities. It's quite exciting and fulfilling at the same time, as you put it.
As it should be. And I appreciate that, as you've mentioned, this is all about the long term. It has the capability to be multi-generational in terms of the wealth and support that it does provide. I want to be cheeky and say, agloni kabish leli. It's not cabbage. We're talking about real forestry.
Exactly.
Yeah. Taking steps.
Although you're talking about, Google, although you're talking about cabbage, you know, I'm now thinking about agroforestry, because that is what we are, the language is now agroforestry. So we also encourage the growers to diversify where they will be planting cabbage, because 10 years is a long time. So that creates an alternative income stream.
100%. Ah, we love the full picture. Next time I'm in the Midlands, I'll be sure to come by and say hi and monitor the amazing
Please
work
do.
That you do. Siyabonga kakhulu, Baba Nkosi. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, and thanks. Very opportunity. Thank you.
That is Sandile Nkosi, the program lead for SEPI's Kulisa program, essentially transforming small-scale growers into skilled entrepreneurs, literally taking saplings, a young tree, and growing this into forestry businesses that are really substantial and have access to international markets. Share your thoughts with us. It's a minute after 7 o'clock. You are listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Stay with us as we prepare for the second hour of the show. We're getting ready to speak to the CEO of Capitec. Following that, we'll speak to our entrepreneur for the night, Ntokozo Nkeko, who'll give us some insight into their business. And a little later, we'll speak to the group CEO of PPS, the Professional Provident Society. They also came out with numbers. And of course, we'll share some more information as to how best they are meeting the needs of many South Africans when it comes to managing their risk, preparing for future growth, and of course, their commitment to the future of graduate professionals in South Africa. It's 2 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Ah, friend, this nail set is fire. Did you change something?
I did. My banking.
What?
I opened a Capitec Entrepreneur account. I could get credit to add colors and buy new tools, even though my business isn't registered.
Wenana, big move.
Self-employed and ready to grow? Bank on better with a Capitec Entrepreneur account. Capitec is an authorized credit provider and FSP 46669. Initiation, service fees and conditions apply.
DK.